Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechtas Ma'itkan, Daf Hey and Aleph. I also want the shir to be on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. One shir on both Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Hey and Aleph. Daf Dalet Amud Beis, at the end of the Amud, the Gemara talks about the Machloikis, if you can make the Amam. Machloikis is by Shvius, but the Gemara says by Mayid, everyone knows the Masechtas Ma'itkan, Mukakolas by Mayid. When you have an Amas Samayim, an irrigation ditch, you could fix a irrigation ditch that's broken. Mayim ukukalas. Amr Rabbi Abba Shemaysa Muka Tefach Mamida Al Shisha Tvachim. If it is a Tefach deep, you're allowed to dig it up to 6 Tvachim. Now Rashi says, Kloimar, that originally you had an Amas Samayim that was 6 Tvachim, and then it became Nistim to a Tefach. Mamida Avav Tvachim Kloimar Chayzu Mamik Aysahi Tvachim. Shenistima. In other words, the Pasha's words of the Gemara sound like that all it is a mukat tefach, and you're allowed to go and dig out an extra 5 tefachim. There's no indication that originally it was 6 tefachim, but I guess the words of Mustakta and Smilkokelis b'mayid sounds like originally you had a good amah. So that's what Rashi learns, that originally there was an amah of 6 tefachim, it became only a tefach deep, and now you're allowed to dig it, make it into the, right, again, dig out the other 5 tefachim, which was nista. But let's say it never was a 6 tefachim thing, it only was a tefach originally, Rashi's mavur, that you would not be allowed to dig it, and that's what the Ritva says in the Me'iri. And other Rishayim wrote in the Sharetzion, Simon Tafkov, Lam and Zayin, Sifkat and Zayin, also to say, for Eshkol and other Rishayim. However, there is a pshat that the Rishayim already bring from Rashi, the Magen Mishnah, brings an Ilchus Yantip Berches Locha Gimel, brings an Inami in Rashi, even if it never was dug, only one Tefach, you can get it to 6 Tefachim. And we have that also in Rashi on the Rif, and now, more recently, Rashi Ksaviyat that we have on the margin of the Izvahadr volume. The Lashon and Rambam is Mashma that way, and the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the same as Lashon and Rambam, the Mug and the Ram and the Gayan say. The Rambam is Mashma, it brings the Gemara the way we have it, it's Mashma that even if it never was 6 tefachim, you could do it. So that's one machlekes Rishayim on the sugya. The other one is an ex gemara pshita. Chatzi tefach hashleishet tefachim came to avol mayulav klumu. If let's say you have a chatzi tefach of 3 tefachim, since the water doesn't go through it, it's nothing. Rashi learned since the water that goes through it mean that the 3 tefachim is not enough for water to go through. So Mel is called the Terech and the Light Tzarech. It's a worthless Amas Hamayim if it's only 3 Tefachim. That's the thing. So Lefiza, even if it would be a Tefach deep or more, still, to dig it up to 3 Tefachim wouldn't work. It's a Terech and the Light Tzarech. It's not because it's a half a Tefach, it's even if it's more. To dig an Amas of 3 Tefachim is worthless, so that's why it's Aser. But other Rishayim, the Ridva and the Mukiyasev say that the Kevin Avri Mayilaf Klum means with the Chatzi Tefach. In other words, in order to dig an amma, it has to still be existent, so a tefach is something, so that way you can make it into 6 tefachim. A chatzi tefach is nothing, and that's why you can't even make it for 3 tefachim. So according to that, if it would be a tefach, of course you would be allowed to make it 3 tefachim. So that's a machlekes Rishayim. The Magen Avraham, halacha lemaisa, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Zayin Aizvav says that you're only allowed to redig an amma if you're going to make it 6 tefachim. If you make it less than 6 tefachim, it's aser. So you see that he's being machmer like Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah is also says in that way. And you see also that the shear, the Gemara says 6 tefachim is good, 3 tefachim is no good. Feistes, the Magen Avraham is saying the 6 tefachim is the ikur, and you have to have 6 tefachim, otherwise you can't do it. Interesting that the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch all leave out this din of the half a tefach to 3 tefachim. The Beis Yosef brings it, but why does the Rif, Rosh, Rambam, Tur, and Shulchan Aruch all leave it out? I don't know. Next Sara is the Gemara asked the Shaila, what about a Tvachayim if you have 2 Tvachim and you want to make it 5 extra Tvachim to get it to 7? And the Gemara is the Shaila, maybe here is 5 and here is 5, so they're both the same. Or, Kevin Ika Tefach is Seir Ika Tircha Tvei. Since it's an extra Tefach, there's a bigger Tircha. Now Rashi seems to be saying two different pshatim what this tefach is seir of the tircha tvei is. One Rashi says came the tefach seir deloit sarich, call it tefach the sagi b'dalad, So that sounds like they're not matir because you don't need it, because an am is supposed to be six tefachim, not more, not less. But then when he says ikatircha tvei, he says shesheich atzav shel eis tefach yesim midai. It sounds like because the tefach is deeper, so they allowed to do five tefachim with a depth of six tefachim, but not five tefachim with a depth of seven tefachim, because that's deeper, it's more tircha. The Mukhi Yosef says clearly it's two terutzim. He says, "V'chein amaisa muket v'chayim l'shvinu l'hamak oyd hei l'ashlam zayin l'fisha derech amas amayim sagi shigvoy amalach amayim l'sharachim b'seicha." That's the first time of Rashi, that all you need is one amah. So they wouldn't be mekel with more than that. V'oyd d'chol shu amag yismah meketirch yisei l'ashach afu l'chutz. Because if you're going deeper, it takes more tircha to get the offer out. So that's the second time of Rashi. The Ritva and the Ran only bring the time of tircha. Might be an afkaminif punkt. The metzias changed and the irrigation ditches need to be deeper, but they're only digging five fachim. What's it in? Now it's interesting, also the Rif and the Rashwa completely leave out the Sibaya, but the Rambam does bring it, but he brings in the Kula. He says, just like you're allowed to do a tefach to make six tefachim, you're also allowed to, with two tefachim, make it into seven tefachim. Why is he passing the Kula? Gemara applies to the Teku. And the Magen Mishnah says, because it's Derabanan. Malach and Chalamay is Derabanan. So he passes the Kula. The Dvo also brings that down, that it's the Kula because it's Derabanan. The Maisa, the Arishain of the Paschal Lechumra, Muki Yosef, and the Sharetzim brings the Ritz Geis, the Paschal Lechumra, but the Rambam and the Ritva, Paschal Lechumra, and Shulchan Aruch Paschal Lechumra, like the Rambam, Simitav Kuflam and Zayin Sivav. Now the Magen Avraham declares, so Kumdes, if it has two tefachim, you could go to seven. So Magen Avraham says, what if it has three? Could you go to eight? So he says, maybe not. Maybe two to seven is mutter, because that's maybe more necessary or less tircha. But 3 to 8 is even more tircha. Maybe everyone holds it, that's asr. So Mishnah Berurah says that you really should be chayshish for that and only go to seven, because the asr mishenim that are machma even by seven. And then the Mishnah Berurah declares another shaila, that the reason why the Rishayim, Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, passes the Kula, because it's the Rabbanan. Well, what about the Rishayim that hold the Melachat Chalamayit as their Eisa? So it seems, according to them, we should pass the Lechumra, and we shouldn't even be matter going from 2 to 7. He says, with Tzarech Ian, it's interesting, it might be totally a little bit, we had mentioned then, that the Mishnah Berurah brings it as three Shittas. Others also bring it that way, it's three Shittas. It's a Shitta that's their Eisa. There's a sheet that is the Rabbanan, and then there's the Ramban and the Ritva. They hold that Bederek Klal is the Raisa, but things that are Asalts Tircha, that's the Rabbanan. So the Chayyus will be included, especially Ritva also says that that this is the Rabbanan called Teiku Lekula. So Kum Dais, according to the, even the sheetas that hold that it's the Raisa, but the sheetas that hold that the Isser of Tircha is the Rabbanan, so then this would be the Rabbanan. And we mentioned then that we don't have a raya from the Rishonim that do say it's the Raisa, that every single thing is the Raisa, even Tircha. So maybe that will make a difference, La Halacha, and passing in the Shaila the Kula, the Tzarechi and Bezeh. And now let's get into the Sugya of Tzarechi Rabbin. The Gemara brings four stories of Amiram, Abaya, Rabbi Yirmiya, I'm sorry, three stories, Abaya, Rabbi Yirmiya, and Ravashi, that allow them to different things to fix up the nara, l'shkufei nara, l'michrei nara, l'akduchei nara, burnitz. And the reason is because it's tzarechei rabim. That's what Rav Ashi said. Came in the shasrei rabim, karam dami, v'tan kol tzarechei rabim is mutter. That's the first gemara about tzarechei rabim, a discussion of you having a river, which is used for drinking, used for the rabim to drink, and the different etayrim given to fix up the river. Then we have the next sugya, where it says that you could be chaitate the bayris, you could fix up the bayris, you could remove the debris in the bayris, and the Gemara says chatite in chafir olay. You're only allowed to be chaitate the bayris, you can't actually dig the bayris, make new bayris. And brings an amr Rabbi Yaakov Amar Bechel, Hashanu Shei Ram Tzrichlem, Ram Tzrichlem afil chafir mutter. Had the tzarchei rabim of being chaitate the bayris is when ain rabim tzrichim lehem. When rabim tzrichim lehem, so then even chafir is mutter. Now you go through the sugi, you'll see, by a barshal yachid, by a yachid, so it works like this. Kafir is never mutter. Chatita is mutter when he needs it. And by a barshal rabbin, chatita is always mutter, and chafira is only mutter when you need it. What does it mean you need it? So the Ritva brings down from Rashi that they don't have any water to drink. That's what it means they need it. But the Dvar says it's incorrect, because if they don't have water to drink, even a yachid could do it, even if it's a big tayrach. Any tayrach achila ishtia is mutter, and I guess he means even if it's a maisa uman. Whatever is necessary for eating is mutter, period. Now, it brings some tesis, Ram tzarechla means after the maid, immediately after the maid. Ram bain tzarechla means you don't have an immediate need for after the maid. But he's bothered if you don't need it immediately, he holds you wouldn't be mat even chatita. So he brings the Ramban, and that seems to be the pshat that the Paiskim Naman, that Ram and tzarechla means that they have water. You know, so they wouldn't have water at all, like even a yachavim, but they have water, but it's difficult to get the water. It's for harvacha. It's not like without this you don't have water. That of course will be mut even for yachid. You would have water, but you wouldn't have water so accessible. You wouldn't have as much water. It would be more difficult to get to the water. That's what's called tzarech lam. And Ram ein tzarech lam means that during the mayid, it's not going to affect the water supply whatsoever. It's only for after the mayid. That's what ein tzarech lam is. So by a yachid, whatever is not necessary for mayid is also to do any type of malacha, period. If it is necessary for the mayid, he can only do chatita, but he cannot do chafira. And again, it's not a dire necessity, otherwise chafira would also be mutter. It's a necessity, meaning that it will help him with his water supply. He won't have to be metriach as much, he'll have more plentiful water. The rabbin, even if it's bechlal not necessary for the mayid, chatita is mutter. And if it's necessary for the mayid, even chafira is mutter. So this is the basis of the inyan of tzarechi rabbin. The Rush brings a Ravid that explains the whole sugya, and we're going to get into it now. This is what we want to explain now. First of all, what exactly is Tzarech HaRamban? How does the heter of Tzarech HaRamban, what things are different about Tzarech HaRamban than Tzarech HaYachid? The second is, why were they matter by Tzarech HaRamban more than Tzarech HaYachid? And the third is, what's included in Tzarech HaRamban? So here's the halacha. By Tzarech HaYachid we find, and we'll see this later on in the Masechta, if it's tzarech hamayit, it's mutter, but only if it's maisa hedyet. If it's a davar avid, then it's mutter even maisa uman. But if it's tzarech hamayit, but not davar avid, only maisa hedyet is mutter. Now, even when it's maisa hedyet, or even at times when it's davar avid, if there's a tirchi yisera or fahesya, it would be aser. Like we already had some of it, and we'll have it more throughout the Masechta. So that's tzarech hayachid. So again, the ikka, what I'm pointing out is, you need two things. You need maisa hedit, and you also need tzarech hamayit. By davar avid, then maisa uman is mutter. By rabim, even if it's not davar avid, and it's bechlal not tzarech hamayit, then it's mutter, but that's only if it's maisa hedit. But that will be mutter, even if it's a davar shelf tircha, and even befehesya. And if it's tzarech hamayit, then it's mutter, even maisa uman. And we see all this in the sugya. The first case of the sugya is the Naharis. That's talking about Maisei Hedyet. And that's Mutter, even if there's no Tzarech HaMayit. That's what the Rosh is B'Shem derived. And even if it's a Tirchi Yisera, and even if it's for Hesya. But the Yisera over there, in those cases, any Hedyet could do it. It's not a Maisei Uman. Now when you get to the Beiris, so there, Chatitas Beiris is a Maisei Hedyet, and that's why it's Mutter even when there's no Tzarech HaMayit. Chafiras Beiris is a Maisa Uman. Because Chafiras Beiris is not just digging. Chafiras Beiris, you have to line it, you have to be sad besid, you have to make it that it should be leak-proof. Only Uman could do it. Chatitas Beiris, anyone could do. These things with the Naharis, anyone could do. They're just cleaning it out. So that's why it's a Maisa Hedyet. So this is the aside. We see a Maisa Hedyet is mut even when it's Ein Tzarech, and who within the rivers that Tzarech HaRabim, it's mut, it's a Maisa Hedyet even when it's not a Tzarech HaMayit. And a Maisa Uman, that's Aser, only when it's Tzarech HaMayit. So that's when the Mishnah Berurah goes through different Tzarech HaRabim, that he says that if you'll be able to finish the project when it's still Chol HaMayit, so that's called Tzarech HaMayit, then the project could be done even with a Maisa Uman. If you will not be able to finish the project on Chol HaMayit, so then a Maisa Uman cannot be done. A Maisa Uman needs also Tzarech HaMayit, even though it's Tzarech HaRabim. But a Maisa Hedyet could be done even if it's a big tircha and even if it's a fehetsya. So these are the vichalukim. First of all, by a yachid, anything that's not tzarech hamayit and not davar avid is asa no matter what. By a rabin, if it's a Maisa Hedyet, it's mutter, even if it's not tzarech hamayit, even if it's not davar avid, even if it's a tircha gedola and fehetsya. But it has to be a Maisa Hedyet. Also, by a yachid, Maisa Uman is Aser, even if it's Sarach HaMayit. The only time Maisa Uman is Mutter was by Davar Avid. Mashenken by Arabim, even if it's not Davar Avid, Maisa Uman is Mutter as long as it's Sarach HaMayit. Now the Ravid says another chilek. We know by a Yachid there's a din, Kiva Malachtei B'Mayit is Aser. If let's say, you could have done this Malacha before the Mayit. And what happened was, is you decided, well, I have off anyway in the Mayit, I'm going to do it the Mayit. That will make it Aser. Even if it has its Tzarech HaDavar Oven, or its Tzarech HaMayit, but you could have done it before, it's Aser. Mashenken Rabbim, even Kiva Malachta LaMayit is Mutter. Where's the Makar to that? He brings the Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says, Kadod B'nei Sechusa Istachta Mesusa. In the city B'nei Sechusa, their Mesusa, their Beis HaMerchatz, was Ispatcha. It was Nifchas, it became broken. V'sharlu Mibdina B'mayit. And he allowed them to fix it on Mayid, Minadah, Masaktis, Kulay, Mayim, Shibashus, Rabbim. Right? Now there is Sarche Rabbim, it's a Merchetz, and also seemingly it was Sarach HaMayid, so even a Maisa Umu B'Mutter. So the Gemara says, B'Triach V'Kivnu. That means, even if they Kivnu Malachlam B'Mayid, and it's a big Tercha, it's a Terech Gadol, it's both a Tercha Gadayla, and they were Kivnu L'Mayid, they could have fixed it before, and they still held it as Mutter. Doesn't it say in the Mishnah you can't be mechaveh malachta l'mayid? So Shami says, Amen, if you're not going to do it b'mayid, it's not going to be done. And the Ravid explains, and this Yishalmi also teaches you the Yisayid, why they were matter by Tzarech Rabbim. The reason is because Tzarech Rabbim are called the Kidjah Devei Shutfi. The Gemara says, the Kidjah Devei Shutfi, a pat, which has a shutfis, is leichamimi v'lei kiriri. No one takes care of it. So you know what happens at Tzarech Rabbim? They get pushed off until nobody has work. If it's vacation time, then the Rabbim get together. That's what happens. So Memela, even Kiva Machta Lamayit is Mutter. The point is, no one has Achrayis. So, it gets done, but since no one has Achrayis, we gotta be very, very easy on the Rabbim, and allow them all these liberties to get it done, because otherwise it won't be done at all. So because it is the Magen Avraham, in Siman Tav Gimel and Daled Sifkan Gimel says, if there's a manik, Shoshiz V'yadeh Lassus Levada, you're not going to do B'mayit. The Mishnah Berurah brings it. A manik means if there is someone in charge, if that's his job, so then he has all the limitations. The fact that Tzarech HaRabim doesn't help him. Tzarech HaRabim is because we know what happens with Tzarech HaRabim. There's nobody in charge. There's no one in charge. Chalamayit becomes the go-to time to do it. And we gotta be matter a lot more than we otherwise would be matter, otherwise we'll never get done. If you have someone that he's afraid to get it done, we don't have this etter. I saw in the Divsha Mishnah Berurah there, he brings from Rabbi Yashiv, it's the gay in Eretz Yisrael. You have a city, Bnei Brak, Kiryat Sefer, whatever it is, could they do their Tzarech HaRabim and Chol HaMayim? He says, no. You have an Achroi, you have a Department of Roads, Department of the Township Committee, the Iriah, and they're responsible, and Mimela, there's no heter. That's what he says. So what are the chilukim? The chilukim are that you don't need Tzarech HaMayid, but that's only by a Maisa Hedit. It's muta even a Tircha Gedolim Fehesya, and that's even without Tzarech HaMayid. And also, a Maisa Uman is muta when you have Tzarech HaMayid. And also, you don't have a Brahma Makivim Malachta LaMayid. And the B'ya Lacha brings in another chiluk. He says, you will see in the Havdi Gemara later, it's a Nafiyut Beis. Even the Malachas and a Mutta B'chal HaMayid, you're not allowed to do them B'skar. You can't get paid for doing the work. There's Malachas and a Mutta B'chal HaMayid, Davar Avid, Tzarech HaMayid, but you can't get paid for the work. There's a Tehetar of Pael She'en L'mayoychal, but a regular Pael can't get paid for the work. So the Achreinim and Tavka from Emdal bring down, the Magen Avraham, the Meir Moshe, and Arshon bring down, that if it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to take S'char. So the Maaseh Shekel learns, and we'll see this soon, Tzarech HaRabim is not necessarily a mitzvah. So the Tzarech HaRabim that are not a mitzvah, he holds you're not allowed to take schar. But the Prima Gadim seems to them on that all Tzarech HaRabim you're allowed to take schar. The B'Halacha says, he agrees with the Prima Gadim. First of all, the Mishnah puts them all together, the Tzarech HaRabim. What does the Mishnah say? Right? Mesaknim is a kul imayim shubishas haram, v'chaytun eisam, mesaknim is a drachim, v'sarachayveis, that's mikvah samayim, v'oysen kol tzarech rabbim. It's saying this, a kvaris, v'oysen afal a klein. Now, some of these are mitzvah, particularly klayim. It's mefurish in the Gemara later on the Avav that they took schar. They took payment, the ones going out to klayim. The Gemara discusses that. So once you see that one of these cases is b'schar, and there's no chiluk made, so mistam ulanem amut the b'schar. And the second raya brings this in his words, mi yitzel asas kol secher amvulei schar. He'll never get anyone to do it without paying. I guess by yachid, the yachid himself could do it. Or he could somehow get a good friend of his, maybe. He's in a pinch. But secher avim, there's no way you're going to get anyone without schar. Obviously, if it's mutter, it's mutter b'schar. So that's another chiluk. Besides a kivim lak pelamayin is mutter, also it's mutter to do it b'schar. Now what's included in Tzarechei Rabbim? So here we have a Tshuva Sarajah, which is wood in the Beis Yosef, which is a paskin in the Ramah. And the Rajah was asked, we're building a shul in town, could we continue building on Chol HaMoed? Is it Tzarechei Rabbim? Right? Sounds like an open shut case. A shul. It's fantastic Tzarechei Rabbim. Zakhtar Rajma, no, it's Aser. So first he says it's Aser because it's not a Dover oven and it's not Tzarechei Mayid. And I would think he means because it's a Maisa Uman. In other words, like we said over from the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to finish the project on Chol HaMoed, so that's called Tzarechei, like the Gemara Skulik, Mechafir is Beres. So a shul, even if you consider it a Tzarechei Rabbim, but if you're not going to be able to finish it by Chol HaMoed, so it's not Tzarechei Mayid. So like we said, that's only Mutter, Maisa Hed, you're not a Maisa Uman. The Rajah didn't say it clearly, but he says it's not a Davar Oven, it's not Tzarechei Mayid. But then he says it's Bechlam, not Tzarechei Rabbim. Because Tzarechei Rabbim means Tzarechei HaGuf. What do we have here? We have drinking water, and we have fixing the roads. The Gemara says if you don't fix them, you're doing like sasam dam vesecha. We're talking about serious, possible personal injury problems, right? So that's what we have here. And he doesn't mention it, but I guess the mikvahs would also be called tzarchei aguf. He says, Yishalmi also says, tikim merchitzais. He says, that's also called tzarchei aguf because it's not just a luxury. A merchitz is a necessity. The Gemara says that in the Darim. Without a merchitz, it's very unhealthy. And he mentions that by yachid, a yachid usually can find an etza. And I think he's mentioning that because that otherwise, if it's mamish like a tzarchei aguf, it should be like eichel nefesh, so why wouldn't even a maisa umim be mutul tzarchei? Mayid, he says no. But a rabbin, it would have the din of tzarchei rabbin because it's tzarchei aguf, and the mela, binyan based knesses would not be bechlal, which is the chayav vevi chiddush. But it has to be gashmi istik etzrachim, physical needs that people need, not ruchni istik etzrachim. The Agamemnon brings similarly from the Rivash. The Maisa Uman is only mutter, is not mutter letzarech mitzvah. Even if it's a very big mitzvah that has to be done, you cannot do a malacha of a Maisa Uman letzarech mitzvah, even though they're mutter letzarech rabbi Maisa Uman, but mitzvah is different. He says, Hilchas Mayin Akura Sein Vein Lamedim Zumizu. You can't learn out one from the other. That's what it says in Daf Yudeis. The Gayin in Bir Agra brings him a Makar, first of all, to the fact that he needs Tzarchei Aguf. The Sefta says that fixing the Chayma Seir is Asra Chol HaMoed. Even though it's Tzarchei Rabim, Rabim of course need a Chayma for the ear. He says, if it's Smucha L'Svar, it's Mutter Mishim Sakana, but otherwise it's Asra. Vayin says, if it's not a Tzarchei Aguf, it's not Tzarchei Rabim. But that doesn't prove mitzvah, but he brings another ayin, after chesem and days, where the Gemara discusses what you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed. It does not say that you're allowed to write a Sefer Torah. Vayisus, when you're in a project of writing a Sefer Torah, you cannot continue the project on Chol HaMoed. Vayisus is not called Tzarechei Rabbim. Now, about shuls itself, the Ben HaKavayis in the Beis Yosef brings, he says, Bizman HaZeh, Binya Beis HaKnesses is a Davar Ovid. So a Davar Ovid, even by Yachid, is mutter even a Maisa Uman. But why is it called the Davar Ovid? He says, because you never know what's going to happen, because the Goyim could stop the construction at any time. So if there comes a delay, I'm not sure if it's going to be able to be built. That's what he says. And the Magen Avraham brings it, but the Mishnah Berurah says, well, that's of course dependent on the Makom and the Zman. If you have a place where, yes, you have to make sure to build the shul quickly, otherwise there'll be problems, so then it will be called the Davar Avod. But if you don't have that problem, then it would not be called the Davar Avod. And like we said, do not have the Heter of Tzarechei Rabbim. Tzarechei Rabbim is a physical Tzarechei Rabbim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.